Today's podcast is brought to you by our fantastic Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
They made it very clear that as you pull back on restrictions, if we do see a significant surge, particularly one that might result in increased hospitalizations, we have to be prepared to pivot.
Turn! Here we go. Pivot! Pivot! Pivot!
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Xi has to decide his place in history and China's place in the world.
Also think about where you want to stand when the history books are written in this moment in time.
Bush. And talking about the significance of the passage of time.
Why? What's the significance? I don't know!
And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
It's about the future, isn't it? I warn you about this, kid. The consequences can be disastrous.
That's a risk you're gonna have to take.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And the first thing I should say here today is for those of you on watching us on Rumble or on Newsmax streaming, pay no attention to my nose. It looks like Tip O'Neill's or Ted Kennedy's or Bill Wells, but it's just one of those things. I haven't been on a bender. I have some medicine on it, so it's gonna be kind of Ted Kennedy like, shall we say, for a few days. But it's not a big problem. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So much to get to here today. We're gonna have a Thanks Brandon segment. Boy, did I get lucky yesterday. I was up in North Palm Beach, and I filled up the car for $3.96 a gallon. Wow. You heard a lot of it on the mainstream media today. Oh, there's finally some good news. Nationally, gas prices were down to $4.29 a gallon. Oh, thanks, Brandon. I don't think so. No, I'm not thanking Brandon. Anyway, we'll get to all of that later on. We're going to go over that Bloomberg story about how, how to fight inflation if you make under $300,000 a year. And they suggested taking the bus, eating lentils, and killing your dog. Because, as they pointed out, nobody said this was going to be fun. You think it's fun to destroy the country? It's not fun. It's fun.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
That's... 917 says, first black toes, now black nose. No, this is not a black nose, if anyone's watching it. It's definitely not a black. It's a red nose. You can call me Rudolph if you'd like here today, probably for the next couple of days. But anyway, so the hearings, the Senate confirmation hearings began today for Ketanji Brown Jackson. I'm so close to saying Jackson Brown over and over again. So would Joe Biden if he knew who Jackson Brown was. But Jackson Brown's a little after his time. He's more in the Rudy Valley was the big pop star in his youth. He's long. Joe comes before Bing.
Of course, so we see another first in the nomination of Ketanji. Well, you saw her. I guess you saw Justice Brown, Justice Brown Jackson.
Judge. That's judge to you, pal. She's still on the appeals court. She's a judge, not a justice yet. So she's up there today, and there was somebody on MSNBC yesterday saying that Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, has been talking about how she seems to have a soft spot in her heart when it comes to sentencing child pornographers, which is among the more loathsome crimes in the federal code or just in life in general. And so he pointed that out, and it's a fact. Do you know how you know it's a fact? Because the White House defense for her lenient sentencing for child pornographers is that it's Josh Hawley is cherry picking and taking it out of context. In other words, it's all true. But, you know, I think the bigger problem for her is that, you know, I don't think, first of all, I think she's going to be confirmed because it's not going to change the ideological makeup. She's a far leftist and she'd be succeeding another far leftist, Stephen Breyer. So they're not going to, this is not a hill to die on for the Republicans. But, you know, she's been rather disingenuous in these initial appearances. She has these one-on-one meetings with the senators, 44 of them I read today. And she quotes, I guess, when she talks to Republicans, she quotes Antonin Scalia, who, of course, is a bedrock of strict constructionist wing of the Republican Party. And she says, I believe that judges should not make the law. They should interpret the law. Now, who's buying that? She wouldn't have been interpreted if she really believe that. And so then they ask her the follow-up question, well, what is your judicial philosophy? And she says, I don't have one. However, she did represent pro bono, meaning she didn't get paid for it, some of the terrorists that were are imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay. And, you know, she claims, again, I think disingenuously, that she was assigned the case by her law firm. But I don't think they assign you cases that you don't get paid for. I think I think you have some leeway over whether you're going to take a case that you're not going to get any money for, your firm's not going to get any money for. So the thing that gets me, though, is that, you know, Josh Hawley on MSNBC was accused by some rabid snowflake moonbat man bun of accused of trying to kill her by bringing this up. And this is actually a decision she's written. He's not trying to kill anybody. He's just pointing out that, you know, that the American people and the members of the Senate who are going to vote on her nomination should know where she stands on some of these issues, like child pornography, which is one of the most loathsome crimes there is. However, you know, the same people who say, oh, Josh Hawley is trying to kill Ketanji Brown Jackson, these are the same people who, when Clarence Thomas went into the hospital on Friday night, the most conservative member of the Supreme Court now, the oldest member of the Supreme Court, even though he's only 72, not really ancient by modern Supreme Court standards. And he apparently has some kind of flu-like symptoms. They put him on intravenous antibiotics, and he's doing a lot better. And, you know, they all these leftists were saying they hope he dies. They're saying thoughts and prayers for the virus, assuming he has COVID, which apparently he doesn't have COVID. And remember, these are the same people who, when he was nominated and when he was first approved back 30 years ago, after surviving a high-tech lynching, as he put it, engineered by the Senate Judiciary Chairman, a guy by the name of Biden. There was someone on NPR, a black woman on NPR, it was like a Joy Reid predecessor, said that she hoped that his white wife would feed him lots of high cholesterol foods and cause him to keel over and die of a heart attack. I mean, what kind of people are these that would say something like that? And then I was thinking about it too, and it seems like a lot longer than 4 years ago, but remember the Brett Kavanaugh hearings? Less than 4 years ago. And he was up for the Supreme Court nomination, and they promoted all these horrible lies about him. And one of the agents provocateur of the Democrat Party was the creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti. And his client was Julie Swetnick, and she went on NBC News, just totally made up some stories that had utter nonsense. She was older than Kavanaugh. They were from different parts of the greater Beltway area. She went to public school. He went to Catholic school. There was no way they were ever going to meet. But she said he was organizing rape gangs and putting date rape drugs in these punch bowls that they were spiking with grain alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. It was all BS. She was a client of Michael Avenatti. So this morning I thought to myself, as I was thinking about this topic today, I thought, where is Michael Avenatti now? Is he out on appeal awaiting his new trial? Or is he in durance vile, as they say? Well, guess what? I went to one of my favorite federal government websites, BOP, Bureau of Prisons, .gov. And I looked him up on the inmate locator, and Michael Avenatti is currently residing at Terminal Island in San Pedro, California. Thank you, Taylor. That's exactly what was called for there. Michael Avenatti could not be reached for comment today because he's waiting trial on some more federal charges. He's been convicted several times already in criminal civil matters. I think he's got a trial now pending in Los Angeles, a federal trial. But anyway, this is what's going on. I don't think there's going to be much there. I can see Collins from Maine and Murkowski from Alaska voting for Jackson, Brown Jackson, and I'm not sure that Manchin and Sinema. I know they're straying further and further off the reservation as Biden's poll numbers sink and the entire nation sinks. But I don't think they're going to vote against his nominee. So she's going to go through, but. You know, it will be interesting to see how she parries these attacks, and it is kind of like a tryout for some of these Republican senators who want to run for president. Cruz, Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Josh Hawley, as we mentioned earlier, from Missouri. They'll be going at her pretty hard, I think. But again, I don't think it ultimately matters all that much. 844-500-4242. 917 says, where is Kavanaugh's accuser now? Where are all of his accusers? The one that went to UNC, my school. And Julie Swetnick. I mean, at least I think Christine Blasey Ford actually knew him or was moved in the same social circles. Julie Swetnick was just, came out of nowhere. And how about the people who claimed that some woman claimed that he had attacked her on a boat in Rhode Island, and his alibi was he'd never been to Rhode Island? I mean, but again, Sheldon Whitehouse, the guy who asked him about flatulence, the senator who belongs to the two all-white, probably all Protestant clubs in Rhode Island, he never has to answer for those, but he was asking Kavanaugh about his flatulence.
I don't know if it's boofed or boofed. How do you pronounce that?
That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Okay.
Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. We always talk about what we want to do differently this new year, but not so much how we're going to accomplish it. Let's face it, right now, if it's not easy, it's not happening. My secret to staying on track with my goals is HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers delicious recipes and convenient doorstep delivery to take the hassle out of mealtime and to save me hours at the grocery store. With farm fresh produce plus calorie smart and carb smart recipe options, HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to eat well. I can take my pick from 50 menu or market items each week. I can even customize my box by switching proteins and swapping sides for meals that work for me. Plus, it's a cinch to skip a week, change my delivery date, or update my preferences from the HelloFresh app. Patrice from Arlington always keeps us informed what she's ordering. She's a regular listener. She's been a HelloFresh subscriber for about a year now, and she's really enjoying it. Late last week, she had one pan beef enchiladas verdes. They've had that before, and she ordered it again. She also tried a new dish last week, alpine mushroom onion and cheese steak panini with potato wedges. Again, potato wedges, it's not something you think of normally. You know, you might make mashed potatoes or something, or throw a baked potato in a microwave. But potato wedges, it looks like work, but it's not work when it arrives from HelloFresh. They know how to package it and have everything ready to go for you. It doesn't take long to prepare. Their chefs really know how to warm up these long winter nights. Though the winter's over, but they're still kind of long and cold, with comforting dishes from around the world, like juicy beef tenderloin and cheese fondue that I can whip up in my own kitchen. This year, I've traded my takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals from HelloFresh and have fallen in love with cooking at home again. And you can, too. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Well, I think many people would like to see an African-American on the Supreme Court. We don't really need to go into Clarence Thomas's background or his behavior on the court.
His behavior? What has been the problem with his behavior? They can't get anything on him, so they said, oh, his wife is a nut. So they're going after her. And now he's sick. And some of them, not many, but, you know, I mean, what kind of person sits down and tweets something out? I don't care what time of the day it is, how many cocktails you've had, and says, I hope somebody else dies, basically. But that's what they do, and there's never any pushback from them. They don't get banned from Twitter, you know. Unlike the New York Post, which reports the depravities of the president of the future president of the United States' son, and the fact that he's a bag man, literally a bag man for the president of the United States, they get banned for reporting that, which is factual. But I don't think anybody's been banned for saying that Clarence Thomas should die, although some of them have basically said that. And incidentally, the Babylon Bee has been banned from Twitter this weekend for saying that Leah Thomas – or was it, oh, no, Rachel Levine. I get them, they all kind of run together after a while. Rachel Levine is a man. How dare they?
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
All right. The Massachusetts minimum wage is $14, but the state house minimum wage for lawmakers is over $70,000. The perks and privileges of being a part-time lawmaker include extra pay for travel, free parking, health care, and a pension. Visit massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. That address again is massfiscal.org. Massfiscal.org. And you may have noticed that Ned Lamont, the governor of Connecticut, neighboring state of Massachusetts, last week said that there should be a suspension in the gas tax through June in Connecticut. This weekend, Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, a Republican, said that he would sign any bill that came before him from the legislature to suspend the state gas tax in New Hampshire. And he's probably going to get one because they have a Republican majority in both houses there. So two of our neighbors in Massachusetts are claiming that they want a gas tax suspension, state gas tax suspension. Maryland, which is governed still by a Republican, another rhino Republican, Larry Hogan. I call him Larry Hogan Parker for his Charlie Baker-like rhino tendencies. He signed it into legislation. They've already suspended the gas tax, or they're on the verge of suspending it in Maryland. It's on the books. So, Taylor, what's our poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Will the Massachusetts gas tax ever be suspended?
No, it won't.
96% say no.
You're a loser.
Isn't that pitiful? We have a budget surplus of maybe as much as $6 billion at the end of the fiscal year. $6 billion. And the most they're going to get out of the gas tax is under $1 billion, and they still won't suspend it. Instead, Bloomberg suggests, take the bus. Did you see there was a shooting on a bus in Mattapan this weekend? No wonder they want to make the buses free.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. Yes, I am here to deliver the news. First headline, Biden to visit Poland on Ukraine-focused Europe trip. President Joe Biden will travel to Poland. Word is he will meet with the Polish president on Saturday, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Saturday?
Yes.
They announced this, what, about eight or nine days ago, and now it's going to take another 5 days for him to meet with one of the neighboring countries?
Yeah, it's strange. And then on top of that, I don't know if you saw any footage over this weekend, but he was in Delaware bike riding. So not a huge sense of urgency from this president. It begs the question, would the media be this accepting of his schedule if he were Donald J. Trump?
I think not. How about Zelensky has banned 11 opposition parties? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, he's a he's the new Winston Churchill, and I don't recall Winston Churchill banning the Labour Party or jailing Clement Attlee during World War II. I don't think Franklin Delano Roosevelt locked up Tom Dewey or Wendell Willkie during the Second World War.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because while Biden is visiting Poland, they've put the White House has put Kamala Harris back on more of a domestic agenda schedule, and she is actually today she was in Louisiana, Howie, once again talking about the wonder that is the internet. And I'm not sure if you've played this yet. I don't think you have, this cut of her really waxing poetically about the significance of the passage of time. Do you mind if I play a little sound here, Howard?
As long as Taylor has the song Time Passages, now that I think about it, it just occurred to me. Time passages. Go ahead.
And talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
How about the 2 years that they've lost because of this COVID nonsense? Having to be masked and not go to school for 2 years when they were in no danger. How about the passage of that time?
Miranda Devine tweeted, what is wrong with the vice president? Can she not read a teleprompter, or does someone write this blather for her? I think that is kind of the major question. Is someone actually writing this down? Because in that case, we have a bigger problem. I think most of these things are when she just goes off the cuff. That was my original guess, but now it seems like this is actually stuff that people...
Who's saying time passages? Someone, that'll make it easier to find. No one's telling me this stuff.
I think it's Al Stewart.
Al Stewart, okay.
Yeah. In other news, Howie, we mentioned this last week, but I do think it's worth repeating, especially because you're going to have such a busy news day. The CDC says it accidentally inflated children's COVID death numbers in coding logic error. I just think it's worth repeating because Donald Trump Jr., he was really on fire over the weekend, and he said, serious question, is anyone actually dumb enough to believe that this was a coding error instead of something used to drive the narrative that they wanted?
Wait a second, Donald Trump Jr. The next thing you're going to be telling me is that the nursing home numbers, which were practically halved overnight in Massachusetts, weren't ever on the level. Next thing you know, you're going to be telling me that those 4,000 dead people that were erased from the COVID-19 death toll in the state of Massachusetts, that's not on the level either. Are you telling me we can't believe what the experts tell us, Donald Trump Jr.?
Well, if we're going to talk about the experts, we should talk about another COVID update from the New York Times. Did you see, Howie, that it turns out if you were to look at Republicans, Democrats, and you were just kind of going based off very liberal to very conservative, it's interesting. If you ask the question, how much risk do you believe COVID poses to your health and well-being, very liberal people think it poses a greater risk than, say, very conservative people. So the risk assessment skills are very different depending on where you fall politically.
Yeah, I noticed that. You had Marty McCary on last week from Johns Hopkins.
Yes.
And I've had him on a couple of times. He's great. He's really, really good. But he's been blackballed by the New York Times because he doesn't toe the line. He doesn't, he doesn't stick with the orthodoxy on COVID. And did you see that they had some kind of a conference of all the sort of the dissident scientists, many of whom have been on this show over the years, Scott Atlas, Kildorf, who used to be at Harvard, and McCary. And McCary, I thought this was such a brilliant observation. He said, you know, guys like Francis Collins and Fauci have been around so long. He said they're like these presidents for life in sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah.
You know, like Mugabe. Mugabe was president for, 45 years? Yeah, you know, Fauci has been around longer than Mugabe.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, and he's back
And he's
now.
Done more. And as bad as Mugabe was, he wrecked the whole country. Fauci has done more damage because America's a bigger country than Zimbabwe.
Yeah, and...
And he's also not as tall as as Mugabe, now that I think about it.
Well, it's interesting, too, because Fauci took a mini break, and we all thought we were kind of, we were okay, you know, we weren't going to see him as much. And he was back this weekend, Howie. I don't know if you noticed that. I know you had a busy weekend, but he was back. He was on the news programs. He was on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos. We have some sound of that if you'd like to play it right now.
Yeah, why don't you play a little bit of that? Let's see here. I thought this was ironic, too, that he, you know, again, here's another song from the 70s, Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. I mean, you know, that should be his theme song if you're going to pick a Who song, right? Won't Get Fooled Again. But here he is, cut 20.
So we just can't stand still, particularly as we appear to be in somewhat of a lull in the cases, where cases continue to come down, deaths continue to come down, and hospitalizations. That's no time at all to declare victory, because this virus has fooled us before, and we really must be prepared.
No, you fooled us before.
For the possibility that we might get another variant, and we don't want to be caught flat-footed on that.
I think the more appropriate song is Fool If You Think It's Over by Chris Rea.
Another part of...
Okay, listen, let me play one more cut. Charles de Gaulle said, the graveyards are full of irreplaceable men. I always thought that was a brilliant observation. Fauci thinks he's an irreplaceable man. Cut 21.
Of course, you've been serving your country now for decades. Are we approaching the point where we are past the pandemic phase and you'll go get some rest?
I'm not so sure, George. I want to make sure we're really out of this before I really seriously consider doing anything different.
Just make sure.
Thank God he's not going to step down. He's done such a bang-up job these last couple of years.
Well, I just hope he gets out of there before the midterms. Because if Republicans take over, he might actually want to consider retiring. Because
I like the way Stephanopoulos says, you've done so much for the nation. So much. And he's been doing it, you know, so modestly, too. And he's been paid next to nothing all these years.
Yeah, he's doing the Lord's work. And another word he tends to be using now, Howie, is the word pivot. I don't know if you've noticed that. The talking points have gone out. And the
word
is pivot.
You know, it is basketball tournament time.
He is a basketball player.
Yes.
Maybe him and Baker can start up like a little league. You know, they can all play with face shields and plexiglass and play with the arrows on the court.
It's appropriate Fauci'd be in a little league.
Yes, it is. Let's play one more cut here of Dr. Fauci. Cut 18, please, Taylor.
We've seen this relaxation of restrictions all across the country right now. Any reason to reverse that?
I don't think so, George. Not right now. I don't see us going back into any more really very strict kinds of restrictions. But you always have to have the flexibility. Remember when the CDC came out with the modification of their metrics, which would lead to the guidelines of what regions or counties in the country should have a masking indoor. They made it very clear that as you pull back on restrictions, if we do see a significant surge, particularly one that might result in increased hospitalizations, we have to be prepared to pivot and perhaps reinstitute some of those restrictions.
Howie, have you ever heard anyone who loves to hear themselves talk as much as Fauci?
No, and I like the way he keeps talking, you know, we need to have this flexibility, like he's the king.
Yeah.
who elected him emperor? Do we not have, you know, a federal system with a legislature and 50 state legislatures and 50 governors and a president, courts? Why does he get to make all the rules for everybody?
Yeah, I've said this before, but you know the old expression, he couldn't get elected dog catcher?
Yeah.
It really rings true with Fauci because he doesn't even have fans among the Beagles.
I really hope he keeps talking, Grace. You know, I mean, the more he talks, the more votes the Democrats lose. I mean, they're running on all cylinders when it comes to losing votes, killing dogs, raising gas prices. Fauci talking about going back to all the lockdowns. 617 says he's keeping the COVID embers burning just in case the Ukraine war ends sooner than expected. If it does, Biden will need a new distraction from the corruption scandal, so it'll be COVID masks and lockdowns from now until November.
And I just want to add into that, don't forget that, and it's easy to forget all of the small, not small, but all of the different disasters that are happening at once. And it's kind of amazing if you were to like put out a chart, Howie, of all the ways Joe Biden is ruining the country. But let's also not forget about the Iran plan and that deal and how much of a disaster that is. I mean, I know it's hard to stay involved with each and every story, but the more I look into that and the more I see people like Brian Kilmeade and different Congress people talking about it, it's frightening. And Senator Blackburn, who was on your show on Friday.
Right. The more you see CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, The Washington Post not talking about this, the more you know how bad it is.
Yeah. And one other thing, and you made this point in your opening, but the fact that the same people who told us not to listen to great reporters like Emma Jo Morris, who broke this Hunter Biden story, and they called it Russian disinformation, and they have no problem not only spending 4 years pushing the fake Russia hoax, but now calling a bunch of other things disinformation. It's hard to even capture how hypocritical these people are.
I got to play one cut from Jake Tapper. Now, this is Jake Tapper again. He's a member of the Clinton crime family. He used to work for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law. So, I mean, he is deep into, he's a made member of the Clinton crime family. And he was one of the first people who, he spent hours promoting the dirty dossier. And he swallowed that hook, line, and sinker. You know, and he harbored not an iota of doubt about its reality. So this is what he was saying when the laptop scandal broke, back 16, 18 months ago, cut 11.
The right wing is going crazy with all sorts of allegations about Biden and his family. Too disgusting to even repeat here. I mean, some of the ones I've seen from the president's son and the president, some of the president's supporters are just wildly unhinged. If Trump goes there tonight, what should Biden do?
I mean, that's a tough one. If it's me or you, Jake, somebody goes after our kids.
Wildly unhinged.
Howie, I would just like to point
wildly
out.
Wildly unhinged.
If Jake,
never mind. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
If Jake Tapper thinks that the theories are very inappropriate, wait until he sees the photographs and the videos.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Hunter Biden.
Fainting couch.
I know Hunter Biden says this woman is this new nominee is easy. It goes easy on child pornographers. Well, you know, maybe I got no problem with that. Hunter Biden, if you've looked at the laptops, there's some pretty sketchy stuff on that lap. Pictures I'm talking about, not references to 10% for the big guy and, you know, having to give 50% to Pop for his entire life. You know, there's worse stuff. Well, I don't know. It's all sort of equally horrible. But anyway, thank you, Grace. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Howard.
The allergy season is caused by trees. That's caused by trees begins in March and runs through June. This pollen is odorless, so you may not realize that allergy season has already started, but it has. One big collector of pollen is your car. You open and close the doors several times a day. That's why you need the Thunderstorm air purifier for your car. I'm holding it up in my hand right now. The Thunderstorm air purifier comes with a USB cord, and it is so quiet that you can still hear me talking on the radio while it's working. The Thunderstorm will also rid your vehicle of unpleasant odors. One customer wrote, quote, "I bought the Thunderstorm air purifier from my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he's had fewer problems and he says the air smells cleaner. This is a great product for the price." Right now, you can get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand like I'm doing right now and plug it into the wall or your car. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Get ready for the allergy season in your home and car right now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Come on, T-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Remember, Zelensky says this is just a temporary suspension of the other political parties, 11 other political parties in Ukraine. It's 15 days to flatten the curve on the Russian invasion. So, you know, this is not getting a lot of play in the mainstream media. And he's also basically shut down the remaining opposition media, such as it is. I don't think they're not pro-Russian, I don't think, but they're just, they may not be sufficient. They may be insufficiently pro-Zelensky, just like, say, the Wall Street Journal is insufficiently pro-Biden. It's not totally anti-Biden, but it's not enough in the satchel like the Washington Post or the New York Times. 844-500-4242. In local news, the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts today ordered the end of indoor masking requirements in Massachusetts courthouses. Again, 15 days to flatten the curve. It's 25 months later, and they finally ended the mask requirement in courthouses. Next thing you know, they're going to be asking the hacks that work at the courthouses that go back and actually show up for work 5 days a week. Nah, that'll never happen. All right, 844-500-4242. I don't understand all this stuff about your place in history. The Democrats are so into this. Like, people, nobody thinks about their place in history. And the Democrats don't either. This is just a talking point. This is Dick Turbin. The guy who compared the American military to the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. The genocidal killers, commies. Cut six.
President Xi has to decide his place in history and China's place in the world. If they are going to be part of Putin and his barbaric conduct in Ukraine, he's going to run the risk of discrediting his own nation.
In history, well, you want to? Can you expand on that a little bit, Jen Psaki, for Dementia Joe Biden? Cut 14.
Also think about where you want to stand when the history books are written in this moment in time.
When the history books are written, why don't you just think about doing the right thing and let the chips fall where they may, as they say. You know, don't worry about history. Your Russian hoax collusion hoax story has already been rewritten in the history books. The Hunter Biden laptop has already been rewritten in the history books. COVID-19 is in the process of being rewritten in the history books. Same with the Russian bounties on American troops in Afghanistan under Trump. It's being rewritten, isn't it? A lot of stuff is going to be rewritten in the history books. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.